yesterday I'm running some errands for the station, picking up some credentials and stuff like that. Make my way to Churchill Downs, right? So go in and I'm talking with the director of PR there, Darren. He's director of communications. He's big dog. Big dog over there, right? So I am just chatting with him, like, you know, some pleasantries. Hey, you know, we're excited, all that stuff. And, you know, picking up some passes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I made a comment like, you know, I'm just glad we're still here doing this, you know. And then something about that clicked in his head.
Oh, boy.
Because he goes, and I saw the wheels turning. And I'm like, what is he going to bring up?
You had to say something like that. Meant is just kind of a one-off little half self-deprecating joke, right?
Yeah.
And then that's where it starts to go downhill.
And so he goes, were you guys...
No.
The ones...
Crap.
And I kind of like cut him off because I know we've done some stunts around Churchill Downs that have gotten us meetings. So I cut him off at the lightest of...
Transgressions?
Transgressions. And uh-huh. I was like, uh-huh. Oh, when we did like the horse races and then the backside and
the,
we scared... and we
the
spooked,
piggyback?
Yeah, the piggyback horse races and we spooked some...
With Andy Trinan and Kelsey Starks.
That's right.
We took them down with our ship.
That's right.
Bro. It was a great idea in theory.
It was.
It was a fun idea in theory. It was, let's make the TV host look fun like us.
And that's right.
And so, it did. It was fun.
And we had like a little, like, yeah, a piggyback horse race.
Yep.
We spooked some horses. There were meetings.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, that I remember.
Oh, no.
But that clearly was not the one that he was referring to.
I thought that was probably the biggest one.
He said... It was probably my first year here.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
Oh, we were soiled in his mind from his first year?
He went there. And I go,
I don't even remember anything past that. What'd we do?
And I go, oh. Because I knew where he was going.
You did?
Yes. He goes, it was probably my first year here. And it was you guys who moved the Kentucky Derby to Keeneland.
Aren't they mad about that?
No,
Phil?
Not mad. Okay. He was just bringing it up, and
it didn't make a splash.
And I go, it was your. He was like, I like a good stunt.
I like a good stunt. It lasted an hour.
And I said, yeah, that we were just, you know, the governor made a thing where it was like, hey, we're just going to spread the derby around the state, spread the money around. He's like, we took thousands of phone calls.
Oh, that's why they're mad.
And our switchboard, and I got a phone call early in the morning. He was like, it was my first year here. And
he's like,
and he goes,
taking this job.
He goes,
I wanna quit.
He goes, what? They did what?
They did what? That's never a good sentence to say.
He was like, and I enjoy a good stunt like the rest of them.
It was an April Fool's joke,
it
by
was.
The way. And I still am going to die on this hill that they should be saying thank you because it showed them how passionate people were mm-hmm. about keeping the Derby here at historic Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
That's what they learned.
That's the takeaway that we decided.
That
yeah. So,
and look at how loved it is here in the
community.
The Derby is here at Churchill Downs.
So,
and how people just are passionate about it staying put where it belongs at Churchill Downs. That's the takeaway, Darren.
But he was a good sport. Now that many years have passed
Now we're at the We Can Laugh About It stage.
Now we're at the We Can Laugh About It stage.
I was waiting to get there.
And I kind of got that validation from the horse's mouth, no pun intended.
Because you were kind of thinking at this point, are we still kind of on their crap list?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because I was in many meetings.
That is why I've never wanted to be in management.
I just
want to be the talky person and then go hide in a cubicle. Yeah. I never want to be in the meetings. I don't want to be invited.
I know.
Meetings.
So anyway, so we had a good laugh. We had a good chuckle about that.
Realtor Keith is rolling in. I hear we're having thunder over Lexington next year.
Oh, thanks.
No,
thanks.
Keith. Now we're laughing about it stage, yeah. Keith. We don't need more meetings.
Anyways, I had a very eventful trip to Churchill Downs.
100. The piggyback races still stand out.
Oh, we were in meetings for that, too.
In my mind, because of the immediate shame that came with that. And I felt like we had been sent to the principal's office. You know that you get really
hot. Well, it wasn't just that. It was like,
oh, my gosh, that fear of what did I just do? And I'm going to be walking to the principal's office and my mom is going to be really mad at me.
Yeah, but I think it was not just that, quote, some horses were spooked. It was like Bob Baffert's horse was walking by when we did that.
That was unfortunate timing. So are you telling you that Bob Baffert hates us too?
Yeah, I think
crap.
So. All right. So anyways, it was a fun, eventful trip to Churchill Downs.
But you're telling me he knows who we are.
He does. It's 99.7 DJX.